Fast-moving events in Somalia are propelling the Horn of Africa to urgent status on the summit agenda. After his government declared an emergency last week, Deputy Prime Minister Sharif Hassan Sheikh Adan flew to Addis Ababa to plead with Ethiopian and AU leaders for enhanced military support. Ethiopia pulled troops out of the besieged Somali capital Mogadishu earlier this year and is reluctant to return without a strong mandate from the international community. The 5,000-strong African Union peacekeeping force, AMISOM, is overstretched. It also lacks the mandate that would allow peacekeepers to defend against an expected offensive by the radical rebel group Al-Shabaab, which is trying to impose Sharia in a country that practices a moderate brand of Islam. Adan estimates 2,000 foreign fighters are in Somalia to bolster al-Shabaab. Speaking through an interpreter, the Deputy Prime Minister said Somali President Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed will plead at the summit for urgent reinforcements and a more robust mandate for AMISOM so it can confront the rebels head-on.
And to change the mandate, from peacekeeping to peacemaking, it has to be armed like a government so that they can defend themselves.
Adan says a summit vote of confidence would provide a desperately needed boost for Somalis who are concerned that their under-equipped military is about to be overrun by a foreign force of hardline Islamic militants.
I think it also would have, you know, its moral support. The people will have a positive view on how to, that the government is alive and is able to protect itself. We have people to protect us, but we need help from the international community to build.
AU Peace and Security Commissioner Ramtane Lamamra was quoted from the summit site as saying the continental body fully supports the Somali request for assistance. He told the PANA news agency heads of state will consider all possibilities, including a call for direct military intervention from friendly states in the region. Both Kenya and Ethiopia are considering military intervention. Kenya's foreign minister has been quoted as saying his country's army is on the highest alert ever because of tensions in Somalia. In an acknowledgement of the severity of the crisis, the United States last week confirmed it is sending arms to the Mogadishu government and is stepping up the level of humanitarian aid. A State Department spokesman said the money would help repel the onslaught of extremist forces intent on spoiling efforts to bring peace and stability to Somalia. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.